Hello, Bitcoiners. There's a lot of people who are not in this room for whom Bitcoin may seem an issue that's too trivial for a presidential campaign. David Bailey, at a party that we were at last night, asked me how I got sold on Bitcoin. And I told him that it happened to me in an instant when I saw the truckers, what happened at the trucker strike in Ottawa. And a few months before that, I had gone to Italy and I had given a public speech to a large crowd in Italy about the dangers of digital currency, and particularly programmable currency that could be used by governments to punish bad behavior in combination with surveillance systems and facial recognition systems, that the government would know when you were doing something wrong and could change your credit card. And this is what's happening in China. So they would only purchase groceries within maybe a 5-minute walk of your home. And I said that hypothetically, and I think 6 weeks after I made that speech, I saw that very thing happen to the truckers in Ottawa. As most of you know, that trucker strike was a peaceful demonstration of people who were demanding rights that are sacred and are taken for granted for every American. The right to be free of government mandates, the right for free assembly, the right for free speech, the right to petition our government, all of those things that we take for granted. And nonetheless, and it was a peaceful demonstration, nonetheless, the Canadian government fiercely repressed the truckers' protests. Government officials declared a state of emergency. They suppressed free speech. Perhaps most alarmingly, they froze the bank accounts of hundreds of protesters and their supporters, which they identified using surveillance and data monitoring technologies.